Hello.
Good afternoon. It's Veronica from Archie Financial. How are you this afternoon?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I had you booked in to go over your annual review. Is now still a good time?
Yes.
Yes, perfect. And firstly, I am very sorry I am calling a little bit late. My previous
Okay.
appointment was just running a bit over time, so I do apologize for calling you a little bit later. Perfect. And you still have time now, sorry?
Yes.
Yeah, perfect. Now, just before I do go any further, I just need to let you know that our calls are being recorded for quality and coaching purposes, if that's okay. And just to confirm I am speaking with the right person, could you just confirm your full name, date of birth, and address, please?
Parimal Desai, 28-11-1983, 11 Avenue, Crowder Park.
Perfect. That's exactly what I have here. How's your day been so far? Been busy?
Today I'm sick. I'm at home. Well, having
Oh
rest.
no. Okay. And you're sure you're definitely still okay to talk or listen?
Yes, I'm fine.
Yeah.
I'm fine.
Okay. Perfect. Let me know if you do feel like you need to go, but hopefully you feel a little bit better. Is it just the flu and stuff that's going around everywhere?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of people here are coming down with it too. Now the first thing I do want to check with you here today, it is just what you were hoping to get out of the review today.
Sorry?
I just want to start by asking what it is that you would like to get out of the review today, if there's any particular areas that you want further assistance with, or is it mainly just a quick update on how everything has gone in the last 12 months for you?
Just quick update, and I have a few questions. Like, I was thinking for like buying a house on like a super, and
Yeah.
I don't know how to do it, and like that's the best option or not. So I need your suggestion as well. And so many things in the mind at the moment, and I can see
Yeah.
my super is not like progressing that what I expecting before.
Okay. Yep. So I just want a bit of an update on reviewing your super to see where it's at now, kind of what's happened in the last 12 months. And then also with the property. So with the property, the only way that you can utilize your superannuation to buy a property is through a self-managed super fund. Now, when it comes to the property side as well, is that for an investment property or what's your thought process on wanting that property?
Investment.
Yeah, perfect. Because with the self-managed super fund, you can't have a property that you live in or that you rent out to family and stuff like that. It has to be kind of on an arm's length. Now, do you know much about self-managed super funds?
Not really.
No. So they are quite complex as well. Like I said, it is the only way for you to buy a property through your self-managed super fund. Because essentially the way that works is that you would be responsible of running and managing your self-managed super fund yourself instead of your super fund like Netwealth trustee doing all of that. So there are a lot more compliance and responsibilities on you as a person to run it.
Yeah.
And there are a lot more fees in regards to running the self-managed super fund as a result. Now, with ASIC as well, so the Australian Securities Investment Committee, they do say in order to usually count for all the fees and everything like that in the self-managed super fund, you ideally want to have a super balance of at least 250,000 to kind of make it affordable with, you know, all the fees and everything like that.
Okay.
Now, I will send you while I'm going through this fact fund as well, while we're touching on your super, so you can see where it's at currently. Now, can I just triple check that I have the correct email here for you? I have parimal.rinku@gmail.com.
Yeah, that's the one.
Perfect. And do you have access to your emails at the moment?
Yes.
Perfect. Sorry, I'm just sending you these documents through DocuSign for you to have a bit of a look at. And do you quite often go into NatWealth as well to review how everything is going? Do you have access to your account?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, perfect. So the first document here, just let me know when that comes through. It has been sent on my end here for you.
I got it.
Yep, perfect. Now, if you can click into the document for me, if you can press the review button, it will then allow you to open up the documents before it prompts you to sign anything. And if you can then scroll all the way to the top for me, it should say summary of superannuation and insurances. Can you see that?
Yeah, just a moment. Which one are you asking me?
If you can see the document where it says summary of superannuation and insurances, it should be your first attachment. Can you see that okay, or what can you see?
It's like a very small, like a writing, so I can't read right now, but I'm
That's
trying
okay.
to.
That's okay. Are you happy for me to just explain the attachment,
yeah,
and then maybe when you feel a bit better, you can always go and have a look at it and then let me know if there's any questions?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Now, starting with your super balance of where that's at. So I had a look at your superannuation balance as of last annual review as well, just to give you that comparison. And at that time, your super balance was at $93,429. And at the moment, in your net worth, your super balance is at $111,023.
Today?
Today, yes.
I can see it's 106,000.
Let me see if I can log in today for you. Right now?
Yes, right now.
Okay, let me have a bit of a look here for you. Just bear with me a second.
I just checked it like a 5 minutes before.
Yeah, perfect. Just a log back in here for you. It's sometimes because obviously the market does fluctuate, so it does depend on when that was logged in. Now I'm in your account right now, and on my end it says $110,938.
I don't know why it's showing mine was different.
Yeah, now it should be, because obviously it's slightly different from depending on where in the day it was, but yeah, it shouldn't say 106 now, because I'm in your account right now and it says
$106,938.
It's okay. It's okay. It's sort of, that's fine. Yeah, I can see here. So I can see that the $1,060,938 includes your property. Is that the one, $1,060,938?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so that includes your property listed, but in your super alone, it's the $110,000.
Okay.
Yeah. Perfect. Now, with your super as well, this next thing is having a bit of a look at your return and how that portfolio has performed. So with your current portfolio, which is your second attachment, which might be a little bit small to see on the phone for you, but that one breaks down your current investments and what exactly has happened in the last 12 months. Now, you are currently invested in a high growth portfolio, and with your portfolio being targeted to maximizing growth as much as possible while you do have the time in the market, it's also a portfolio where you do see a bit of fluctuation short term, because you are invested a bit more in those high growth investments to try and long term achieve that higher return for you. Now, the good thing here is that even though we have seen a bit of fluctuation lately with everything going on in the US and the Trump and the tariffs and everything, your portfolio in the last 12 months, so this is after all fees have been deducted from your account, it's still gone up by 10.14%, which is actually really good after all fees have been taken out.
Is it really?
Yeah. Which is why these are so good as well to give you, because depending on when you look at it, you know, things do fluctuate, but this gives us a snapshot for 12 months. So when you feel a little bit better and you can see the attachment, it is your second attachment there for you. It's okay. The one that it says asset performance. And if you look on page one, so the first page at the bottom of that, it will say total portfolio performance. That one then says 10.4. And that says net of all costs, fees, and rebates. So it's still doing really well when you're looking at it from the 12-month point of view as well, and it's definitely aligning with what we anticipate for the portfolio. Now, with your portfolio as well, you do have an active and a dynamic approach to your investment. So you have your active approach, which is your Benelong Australian equities. That one is to try to outperform the market by actively buying and selling individual securities for you. They can cost a little bit more and fluctuate a little bit more, but then long term their aim is to try to outperform the market. But then you do have the foundation of your portfolio as well, which are a bit more of the dynamic approach to your investments, which kind of focuses on following an index. And these are aimed for, you know, slightly lower cost and less fluctuation, to kind of build up the foundation of your portfolio. So when you do have a look at it, you will see that your portfolio is very diversified, which is good as well, even across different asset classes and markets, to try to, you know, make sure that when there are a bit of fluctuations in the market, you're not seeing it everywhere, to try to balance that out for you. Does that all make sense?
Yes.
Now, the thing that I do want to run over with you when it comes to the portfolio is a bit of an updated risk profile questionnaire. Now, it's just a couple of multiple choice questions, and it's just whatever you feel is the most appropriate for you. And there's no right or wrong answer, okay?
Yeah.
Now, the first question here is, have you ever bought direct shares on the stock market?
Direct shares?
Direct shares, yeah. Have you ever bought that?
I can't say like a direct share, but like as you know, like I'm working in the Woolworth group.
Yep.
And as an employee, like they are giving us like every year like a $1,000 share.
Oh, yes. No, that definitely counts. Perfect. And you don't have to contribute anything yourself. They just give to you?
No.
Yeah.
I never like individually like buying share from private agents or anything like that.
Yeah, perfect. And do you know roughly how much all the Woolworths shares are worth? Like how much you have? Do you know?
It's not that much because I already sold like a half of them, and like still I have like a half of them. So it's maybe like $6,000-$7,000.
Okay. Yeah. Perfect. 7,000. But
you can, I can say like a, you don't need to count that one because I'm going to sell like a this month, all of them.
Okay, no problem. That's okay. Now the next question here is in regards to time frame. So at the moment, the earliest you can access super with the current legislation is at the age of 60. Are you still planning on accessing super around 60, or do you think you might be working a little bit longer?
No. 60 is also like too much for me. Like I will maybe like somewhere like 50, 52, 55 somewhere.
Okay.
Because my plan is not like to stay in this country for a long time.
Okay, perfect. So you want to stop working a little bit earlier?
I just working like up to 50. That's it. 50 and I'm done and I go back to my country.
Okay. Up to 50. And where's your home country, sorry?
India.
Oh, yeah, nice. And how long have you been over here for?
I'm in this country from last almost like 20 years. And now like my kids is like almost like 16, 17 year old. So I'm just waiting for like when they are like able to do it by themselves. And
No, that's definitely fair. So with the current legislation as well, if you are an Australian citizen, the earliest you can take the money out is at the age of 60. You can obviously stop working before then, but currently when you turn 60, you can access everything tax-free. So I'll just put down stop working at 50 and want to take it out as soon as you can.
Right now, but you never know.
Yeah.
Like
Yeah.
Age of 50.
Things can change. Yeah, definitely.
See, I'm very sure I'm not like waiting for like 60 years, but like in the future, in case I want to withdraw all the money or like some of the money.
Yep.
Is it still possible for me?
Yeah, when you turn 60. So when you turn 60, you can access everything.
Before 60.
No. No, unfortunately, you can't with the current legislation unless you are applying for financial hardship. So you have to then be on Centrelink and prove that you can't meet any bills and expenses, or if you are needing anything to help pay for urgent surgeries or anything like that. But if that's not the case, at the moment, you can't take your super until 60, unless you meet those requirements. Not currently, anyway. Because it is locked in until then, yes. At least for now. And now, the next question here is in regards to inflation. So inflation means that things are getting more expensive over time, making your money worth less, unfortunately, and everything is costing more. Now, how much of a risk are you willing to take in order to kind of keep up with the rising prices? So think of these in regards to your superannuation. Now, are you willing to accept very high risk, moderate risk, or a small amount of risk in order to kind of keep up pace with inflation?
That's a good question.
It's a hard one.
I will go with like a high risk because
Yep. And obviously the closer.
This money is not in my control.
Exactly.
Anyway, I need to wait for like a 60-year-old. Better like I try take a risk. Maybe like I could just jump like $2 million.
Exactly, and that's exactly why the time is so important as well. So the closer you get to wanting to start accessing your super, or when you can access your super, that's when we want to start reducing your risk exposure, because then we don't have as much time in the market to try to, you know, make sure their market fluctuations come back around. But at the moment, you do have a bit of time until then. So you definitely have enough time to take advantage of trying to grow that as much as possible.
Yeah.
Which takes me to the next one here, which is in regards to volatility. So how would you feel if in 6 months after placing an investment, you found out that your portfolio has decreased in value by 20% due to general trends in the financial market? Now, would you take advantage of that drop in prices by thinking that now is a good time to invest a little bit more? Would you hold and kind of wait and see what happens? Or would you want to shift to a more secure asset? So that means you are then selling when the prices have dropped. Hypothetically speaking.
I would go for like a bold investment.
Yep.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Because when I'm thinking to like take a risk, that only offers the risk. Do or die. That's it.
Yep. Perfect. Which kind of takes me into exactly the next one here, which is, have you ever had any investments, so including superannuation, ever fall in value? And if so, how did that make you feel? Like you said, we've obviously seen a little bit of fluctuation recently. When you did notice it, how did that make you feel?
This superannuation is not like a making me affect like anything, because as I said, that's not in our control.
Yeah.
And this is like all over in the world. So
yes.
Like people for everyone and the same for everyone. So
yeah. Okay. Perfect.
Like out of the chapter, like whatever we are living in our normal life and whatever we're getting for the work, that's not enough for us.
Yeah. No, definitely. So kind of with regards to your super, not super concerned or anxious, because like you said, it is long term. It's not like you can have it in your bank account tomorrow. Would you say that you would be optimistic about some future investment opportunities or just neutral?
At the moment, like I will try for like try something new.
Perfect. Which takes me to the last one here, which is in regards to borrowing money. So would you ever consider borrowing money to invest in the stock market?
No, never.
No. Would you consider borrowing to buy an investment property?
Yes, I want to buy investment property. Yeah, that's true.
Yep. Okay, perfect.
But that's what I asked you, like, is there any chance I can use this superannuation amount and I can put it in a investment property? Because both way, like I can make some money. It's not like a big difference between something.
Yeah. Now with your current super balance at the moment, I wouldn't suggest doing that because the fees would be too expensive at the moment. For your reference, when it comes to just the fees of operating that, I can definitely send you a bit of an email with some information in regards to that. The self-managed super fund, is that
how much
helpful?
We require for like investment property for like going for this option.
Yeah, so to just to set it up, so that is just the setup fee, is around $5,500. That is just to set up everything structurally. You then have a tax return that you have to prepare and manage, and that is about $2,800 at a minimum per year to do your tax returns and everything like that. But then you would also have obviously all the fees in regards to your property and everything like that coming out of it as well. And then also with the diversification risk, if you do have everything in
like
your
whatever property. Whatever fees we paid, like we end up the day, like we can get refund from the tax.
Sorry, could you repeat that for me? I didn't hear that one.
as you told me, like that is like a lot of fees they charge.
Yes. Yes.
So when we are doing like a tax return for like a investment property, we can get that money refund in tax return.
Yes, there are deductions definitely that you can do for it. So what I can do for you is I can send you an email with just a bit of general information for you to have a look at, and I can also send you a price list of QC Accountant, which is that we work with very closely, what they would charge for a self-managed super fund for you, just so you have all the information.
Helping me out to like do it this one.
What was that, sorry?
If I want to do like a buy a finance or like a investor property, and I want to do like self-manage, are you guys still helping me out to do this one?
We can help you with if you want any additional investments and stuff in regards to the self-managed super fund, but if you only want to have a property, then that would be something that you would manage the property yourself, and then in terms of setting everything up, it would then be an accountant. But if you want a investment portfolio within your super fund, we can help you with that side. But I would say, have you spoken to a mortgage broker or anything in regards to how much you could borrow for an investment property?
He told me, like, I asked to, like, my broker. He said, like, we need, like, around, like, $80,000. And when I see my supernation, I thought, like, I have enough supernation for, like, use my, buy my, like, investment property. $80,000, still I have, like, $30,000 plus.
Yep. So he said 80,000 would be. And what kind of property are you looking at? How much would that be worth?
It's like a small townhouse. It's like a 500, 600 grand.
500,000. Okay. And with the down payment, so usually, obviously your mortgage broker would be the expert when it comes to it, but when it comes to the investment property through self-managed super fund, generally you will need a 20% deposit for that 500. So that would be about 100,000, so not far off in terms of that would just be the deposit.
No,
then you'd obviously.
So some of them I can like manage from my side as well.
From your what? Sorry.
Like a, as I say, like a, as you say, like a, we need $100,000 for like a down payment, and
yep.
Like a, we can take like a $80,000 from like a superannuation, and like a rest of them I can manage by myself from my savings.
Okay, so you would take about $80,000 from your super, and then about $20,000 from cash flow. Is that right?
Yes.
That would only leave, you know, a 30,000 or so in your superannuation. And when it comes to having enough money in super to pay for everything in regards to the self-managed super fund, because it is very costly, like I mentioned, ASIC do suggest to have at least 250,000 in there just to make it worth with all the fees.
Okay.
So I think where your super is right now, I would suggest just focus on growing it a little bit more. And then when there is a little bit more, because I don't want everything to disappear because of all the fees.
Yeah, no, I totally understand. I understand your logic, because I already spoke with one of my CA, and he told me same thing like you.
Yeah. Okay, perfect. But I can definitely put a bit of a note, though. It's something we can keep reviewing for you at annual review time to see how it's tracking and where things are at.
Yeah. One thing I need to ask you, one more thing. Like, very soon, I'm planning to, quit my job.
Okay.
So very soon means, in 4 or 5 months.
Okay. And are you planning on doing something different, or what are your plans?
I'm planning to quit job in December, and then I will go back to my country for a couple of months.
Okay.
And once I come back, I will plan to buy a business.
Okay, yeah. Kind of business. Okay, perfect. That's exciting. What kind of business?
I find out what exactly fits for me. I'm looking for something like a Clark Rubber or like a franchise business.
Oh yeah, that's exciting.
Yeah. I'm also looking for a cafe or something like that, but like a cafe I don't want to do it because cafe is everyone is enjoying and you're working. So I don't want to do it that way.
Yeah. And let us know as well when you do come back, your super will still grow and work towards your retirement, even if you aren't contributing for a couple of months, because your money is invested, so it will still grow. Obviously, long-term, if you're starting your business, and it would then be up to you to make contributions into super, depending on your cash flow. So just let us know how you go with everything as well, because we can then definitely reassess your superannuation once you kind of get started on the business, just to make sure everything's on track for you. But that's exciting. I will make a bit of a note. So in December, will you still be accessible over emails if we need to get in touch with you when you're over in India? Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Just if there's anything urgent. Okay. Perfect. Going back to the risk profile, basically all the questions you have told me, it has shown me that you have come out as a high growth investor, which is exactly the portfolio we do have you invested in there. Now, can I just confirm that you're still happy to remain in a high growth portfolio there for you for the time being?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, let me just see here. When it comes to other goals and something that you are wanting to achieve, obviously you have the potential business going and then, maybe a property down the track. Is there anything else that you are working towards that you are wanting to achieve at the moment?
Not really. Right now I'm just waiting for December, and once I come from India, I will take something new.
Yeah, no, that's good. And when it comes to your personal information, I just need to quickly reconfirm if anything has changed here. So bear with me as I go through these. Now, currently your occupation hasn't changed, but it is about to at the end of the year. But at the moment, you're still working at full-time at Woolworths.
Yeah.
I have income here about $75,000.
This year I just got 67,000 this year.
67? Okay, perfect.
So I was sick for 3 months, so I didn't go for work, and I don't have enough sick leave left, so.
Okay, and do you mind me asking your health? Is that going okay, or the reasons why you couldn't be off work?
It's all good.
It's all good?
It's typhoid?
Yep.
Yeah, so it's happened to me, and I was in a bed for 2 months.
Oh no. And when was this?
It was happened around maybe in February, somewhere February, March. I got COVID, and then once COVID is affect to me, after COVID is stayed out. So it's a long period I got stuck in a bed.
Yeah, no, definitely. And with your income protection, because you do have a bit of income protection as well, were you able to work at all, or were you just in bed the whole time?
In bed.
And let me see here. Yeah, it would have been a bit close. So with your insurances as well, because you have a bit of insurances with TAL, now you do have your life and your total permanent disability, and that is $1,041,427.
Yeah.
In that, now you do also have income protection. So that is if you are unable to work temporarily, it will then be designed to give you an income replacement. Now, the thing with income protection is that you do have to wait out the waiting period.
Yeah, so, I know was already called to like a TAL regarding my health, and they like a suggestion like you need to wait for at least like a few months there.
Yes. Okay, that's good that you did know about that, because you do have 13 weeks. So hopefully nothing happens again. If there's ever a situation where you can't go back to work due to illness or anything like that, just give us a call, because we are also here to help you navigate that process. And it's also our job to try to argue with insurers to get that for you if you are eligible. So if it is anything in the future, obviously you're more than welcome to contact TAL, but sometimes they can be a little bit difficult. You can always give me a call or the office a call, and then we can help assess and speak to TAL to kind of see if there's anything you're eligible for.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want to ask one more thing. Like my wife, she wants to do like one medical surgery. We don't have like a money at the moment. So is it possible we can use the superannuation money for like our medical treatment?
There are definitely a couple of ones you can do that for. That is one of the conditions of release. Do you know which medical procedure she's after?
She has something like an abdominal disturbance. I know the name, but its name is very complicated, so it's very hard to remember that name.
Yeah, but there are a way that you can access super under compassionate grounds for superannuation. Now, do you know who her super is with?
She is with the private company. I know, but I forgot the name right now.
That's okay. I would definitely say that it would be worth for her to speak to her superannuation, because one of the conditions that you can access super before 60 is under something that's called compassionate grounds. And that is essentially if you don't have enough money to help pay for any, you know, urgent medical procedures or anything like that, there is a chance you can access a little bit of your super to help pay for that. So I would say get her to call her superannuation. They will ask her a couple of questions, what it is in regards to, and then they can help navigate whether she is eligible to get some money out. But there is definitely, for some treatments, if deemed necessary, then there are some that you definitely can access if are under compassionate grounds. I would say definitely get her to contact them, because it's a bit of a process with the ATO as well. The first step will be give them a call, and they should be able to give her a bit of guidance depending on which super fund she's with, and what the requirements are in regards to that.
No worries, yeah.
Yeah, perfect. Now, in regards to those insurances as well, when your occupation change or your situation change, just let us know as well, because especially with your income protection, that will pay you a monthly amount up to 70% of your income. So if you at the time of claim earn significantly more or significantly less, you are only eligible for, at the moment, you're covered for up to $4,000 a month. So just something to be mindful of, that it is important for us to review based on how your income and everything changes as well there for you.
Yeah.
Perfect. And do you have any questions in regards to any of your insurances, or that kind of all makes sense? Are you happy with them for the time being?
Yeah, I'm happy with them.
Perfect. So that is all of those information. Now, when it comes to the rest of your assets as well. So I have here your main property was last valued at about $750,000. Do you know if that's still the case or has that changed?
Now, at the moment, my property is almost like a 950 somewhere.
Oh, perfect. That's a nice little increase.
I already got offer like 920 just 6 months before.
Oh, perfect. And with the mortgage, do you have about 540 owing on that one?
620.
Perfect, 620. And do you still have the two motor vehicles valued at about 75,000? Yeah, perfect. And do you have any other assets we haven't gone over? Any new assets in the last 12 months?
Sorry?
Do you have any new assets, like any other motor vehicles or motorbikes or boats or... No. Perfect. And let me see here. With your next of kin, it doesn't look like I have a phone number on file for you. So in the event that we can't contact you, I have here... and apologies for their pronunciation, Dipal?
Yes, she's my wife.
Yeah. and would you like her nominated as your next of kin?
Yes.
And what is her best contact number?
44.
44.
52.
52.
38.
38.
04.
Yep.
Double five.
Perfect. Thank you so much for that. Now, moving on to estate planning, I can see here that you have your wife nominated for both your super and your insurances. That's still the case?
Yes.
Yeah. Perfect. And do you have a will in place?
What?
Do you have a will in place? A nomination, how you want your assets distributed, like property and anything else?
At the moment, like I just keep everything for her.
Yeah, okay. That's okay. And you don't have anyone who makes financial decisions on your behalf, do you?
My wife.
Yeah. Perfect. And... are you a politically exposed person?
No.
No. Or a tax resident in any foreign jurisdiction?
No.
Perfect. And do you have private health insurance?
No.
No. And are you a non-smoker?
Yes.
Yeah, perfect. And have you had any other changes to your health in the last 12 months, aside from what you've already told me?
No, not really.
Not really. Perfect. Let me see here. That was all of those details, so thank you so much for going through that. Now, the last couple of attachments for you in your DocuSign, it is just to basically give you, are you in that still?
Yeah.
In the DocuSign? Yeah, perfect. Yeah. Now you will see after the asset performance, you will see a Vanguard index chart. Now it might be a little bit small again for you, but this is the graph that has all that red across the top. Can you see that okay?
Yeah, I can see.
Yeah, perfect. And essentially this one is just a good visual representation of what we are talking about when we're talking about the market. So you will be able to see here that over the long term, the market will always go up, but in the short term, there will be some ups and downs and market fluctuations.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, do you have any other questions so far at this point, or that's all pretty straightforward?
Yeah.
Perfect. Now, you will also see a TAL certificate of currency, basically just breaks down those insurances in a bit more detail. Like I said, when you come back and you set up your business, just let us know, because it is important to review those insurances to make sure that they still are appropriate for you when that time comes.
Yes, I
Yeah, and then the last couple of documents you will see a fee disclosure statement, That one just basically breaks down services that have been available to you in the last 12 months and services in the next 12 months as well. So if there are any other areas that you do want assistance with, just give us a call and we can definitely book you in for an appointment.
No worries.
Yep. And you will also see just the fee outlined as well. So that 1.65% ongoing advice fee that you pay to have us as your servicing advisor. That's not changing. It's all staying the same at that 1.65. And then you will also have the financial services guide. You would have seen this one before, but it's one of those long and boring compliance documents. But essentially everything that you do need to know about us is in there for you. And then your last attachment, which is just your ongoing service agreement. And that just basically explains the agreement between us. It is not a locking contract in any way, just essentially an agreement between us for the next 12 months. But if you were to call up in, you know, any point in time and say that you are not happy and you don't want to stay on anymore, that is perfectly fine.
No idea.
Perfect. Now, let me see here. I can see here that you've already signed and completed the document, so thank you so much for doing that. If you do have a look through it again later when you feel a bit better, if you do have any questions, I'll just give me a call and we can definitely have a chat about that then.
Yeah.
Perfect. Now, do you have any other questions or need anything else from me before I let you go?
Not really. Thank you.
No, that is no problem. And I hope you feel better soon. Yeah, like I said, if anything else changes and you need assistance with insurance, just give us a call and we can definitely handle all of that for you. And then I hope you have a lovely holiday back to India if we don't speak to you before. And yeah, just let us know how everything's going with that business.
Thank you very much.
No problem at all. I hope you have a lovely afternoon.
You too.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.